Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker is testifying before the House Judiciary Committee today. Democrats had threatened to subpoena him if he wouldn't come voluntarily. Whitaker, in turn, said he wouldn't show up if they did. In the end, they worked out a deal, and Whitaker appeared without a subpoena. But he didn't have many answers for Democrats who pressed him about his oversight of the special counsel investigation. We're joined now by NPR Justice correspondent Ryan Lucas in Washington. Hi, Ryan.
Hi there.
So let's start with a lengthy exchange here between Whitaker and the Democratic committee chair, Gerald Nadler. Nadler's questioning Whitaker about briefings on the Mueller investigation and Whitaker's decision not to recuse himself from overseeing that investigation since he had criticized it before he became acting attorney general. Here he is.
It is our understanding that at least one briefing occurred between your decision not to recuse yourself on December 19th and 6 days later, Christmas Day. Is that correct? Simple enough question. Yes or no?
Mr. Chairman, I again, what is the basis for your question? You're saying that it is your...
I'm asking the questions. I only have 5 minutes. So please answer yes or no.
No, Mr. Chairman, you were asking me a question. It is your understanding. Can you tell me where you get the basis?
No, I'm not going to tell you that. I don't have time to get into that. I'm just asking you if that's correct or not. Is it correct? Were you briefed... in that time period between December 19th and Christmas Day, simple question, yes or no?
Congressman, if every member here today asks questions based on their mere speculation,
all right, never mind.
At
any point,
actual basis,
yes or no? At any point since that briefing, have you communicated any information you learned in that briefing to President Trump?
Okay, so Whitaker took 9 seconds to respond to that last question and reiterated that he wouldn't talk about any conversations he may have had with the president. Now, the reason we played that is because after that happened, Whitaker told Nadler that his five-minute clock had run out. Did Democrats get anything that they wanted out of this hearing, or what do you make of what we heard there?
Well, they didn't get a lot of answers to questions that they had regarding Whitaker's communications with the president. But exchanges like that between the chairman and the acting attorney general, those are not bad things for Democrats. That is actually a positive. Whitaker, for many people, is not going to come off well. It is almost unheard of for a witness in a congressional congressional hearing to challenge the chairman like that and say, well, I think your 5 minutes are up. So the fact that he didn't have answers plays to the Democrats' advantage, I think. And certainly it allowed Democrats to continue to keep the issues that they want to in headlines going forward. And those are issues of, were there communications between Whitaker and the president? Why did Whitaker get this job? And also what he has done in terms of oversight of the special counsel's
investigation. Did Democrats get any assurances about the integrity of the Mueller investigation being maintained under Whitaker?
They did. Whitaker testified under oath that he has not interfered in any way, shape, or form with the investigation. He said that the special counsel's regulations have been followed to a T during his time as acting attorney general. Remember, he took over on an acting basis after Attorney General Jeff Sessions resigned under pressure from the White House in November. So November, December, January, we're in February. Now, that's the time that Whitaker has been in charge. They got that sort of assurance from him. But remember, Whitaker is only going to be around for probably no more than another week. The president's pick to be the next attorney general, William Barr, is expected to be confirmed by the Senate next week.
Now, the proceedings began with a partisan conflict. The ranking member, Republican Doug Collins, called the hearing pointless and motioned to adjourn. He was denied that after a vote. But here's how he set the tone.
We now have the reason for this hearing. It has nothing to do with the oversight of DOJ. It has everything to do, as we found out this morning in a document dump from the Democratic side of this committee and also another committee, that this is nothing more than a character assassination. And we're going to also decide to see if we can just do something and get at the president while we're had the chance.
What kind of questions did Republicans ask of Whitaker?
Well, a number of the questions from Republicans tied back into investigations that they conducted when they were in charge of this committee under the last Congress. So questions that they have about the Justice Department, about the FBI, and how they handled the high-profile investigations, particularly ones relating to the president, decisions that were made. And they also spent a lot of time really dinging Democrats over this exact hearing, saying – kind of as Collins did, that this has nothing to do with oversight. You guys don't want to ask about the Department of Justice and what it's doing. You guys just want to go after the president and the DOJ.
The tables have turned in the House of Representatives, it appears. NPR Justice correspondent Ryan Lucas watching the hearing on Capitol Hill today. Thank you.
Thank you.